bring in Evan Smith. He is the editor and CEO of TexasTribune.org. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you, Scott?
Really well. This race for governor has just captured the attention of people from coast to coast, man.
It sure has. And you know what's remarkable about it, Scott, is that the presumption is that it's a competitive race. We all in the press were wishing for this to be a competitive race. Mm-hmm. You know, really, we're not journalists. We're fight promoters. We want some action.
Yeah.
But if you go back and look at the aggregated polls, as we did yesterday, go back to May of last year, Senator Hutchison has only been ahead in one poll, a Rasmussen Reports poll that could be taken as an outlier in September. Yeah. In every other poll since last May, Governor Perry has been ahead. And in all but two of those, he's been ahead by more than double digits.
Yeah.
So the question is, on a primary day, was this really a race after all? We'll have to see.
He has really been able to, in a way that no other candidate has, just tap into this anti-Washington, Tea Party-style anger that is out there.
Here's a man who was first elected to office in 1986, I believe, who has been governor for 10 years and is fixing to be the longest-serving governor in Texas history, and yet he has managed to claim the mantle of outsider.
Yeah.
He is running as the anti-establishment candidate. Imagine that.
Yeah, it's just strange. And, you know, the thing that a lot of people had said, the pundits, the folks out there who are political strategists, what everybody I talked to said, if Kay Bailey Hutchison really wanted to win this, what she should have done is expand the Republican Party, bring in Democrats and moderates and people who would otherwise never vote for Rick Perry, but instead, for whatever reason, she chose to fight him on his own turf.
Well, to some degree, it can be said, and Hutchison supporters may disagree with this, but my view is my view, that she hurt herself by not resigning in two different ways. When she had the opportunity to resign, potentially, back in December of 08, after Obama was elected, she was heading into a situation where she would be in the minority in the Senate. She'd have to vote on things like the stimulus, and these were votes that, of course, would be hung around her neck by Perry. When she chose not to resign, she gave the governor the opportunity to define her before the voters, as opposed to defining herself. She could have spent all of 2009 barnstorming the state up and down the coast, east to west, north to south, telling the voters of Texas why she would do a better job in the governor's office than he would, raising money, defining herself. She didn't do that. So that was one mistake that was born of not resigning.
Well, yeah, and because of that, and I want to hear the other point, but because of that, her first ad was spent explaining why she's wishy-washy.
Which is a terrible situation to want to be in. Now, the second problem with not resigning was that by not resigning, she made the likelihood of a Senate special election that much smaller, which caused Bill White to get out of the Senate race and into the governor's race, which does exactly the opposite of what you said, Scott. When there was no Bill White in the race, she had the possibility of getting Democrats and independents and even some moderate Republicans to gravitate to her in the absence of an alternative on the Democratic side. By not quitting, and by White getting in the race, those folks all had someplace else to go, and so her ability to get those crossover votes was necessarily diminished.
Yeah, it just strikes me as a political suicide to have done absolutely nothing to advance that message of, if you want to vote for governor, then the election is in March. She didn't do anything to make that happen.
Yeah, Senator Hutchison. Let's give Senator Hutchison the due she deserves as a longtime public servant for Texas. She has done an extraordinary job looking after Texas and Washington. She cannot be held responsible for the climate nationally turning against Washington. It was her bad luck, that she found herself in the situation of running as someone whose life has been spent in Washington at a time when the country is so hostile to Washington that even a 10-year incumbent governor and 25-year incumbent office holder in Texas could run as an outsider. If you're not in Washington, you are then afforded the opportunity to rail against Washington, even if you are in the, quote, establishment.
Yeah.
And so much of this year really has not been, Scott, Republican versus Democrat. It's been anti-establishment versus establishment.
Well,
and Governor Perry could claim the anti-establishment mantle.
Yeah, and isn't it also ironic that you have a governor who, as so many people have speculated, is really interested in having a job in Washington, maybe as vice president or president, would also be painting himself as somebody who hates Washington, rails against it every chance he gets?
Well, you know, it's a question that we're not going to know the answer to until he announces his plans at some point in the future publicly, but of course there's speculation on the cover of my old magazine, Texas mm-hmm. Monthly, and elsewhere, that what the governor is really in this for is not 2010, but 2012. And when you look at the field of Republicans who are lining up to challenge President Obama in 2012, Governor Perry could be forgiven for thinking that he's every bit as plausible a candidate as they are. You've got a bunch of people who ran last time and were found wanting. You've got a bunch of people who are, for various reasons, too conservative, never going to get elected. You've got a bunch of unknown governors from around the country, from small states, who are going to have a hard time ramping up and building a base of support. And then you got Rick Perry, from a state that weathered the economic storm better than any other, good-looking, young, conservative to the point that no one to his right can attack his conservative bona fides. He is a hell of a campaigner. Whatever you may think of him as governor, this man is an A++ candidate and politician. So he's probably thinking, why shouldn't I run? Now, yes, there's some hypocrisy in him attacking Washington, and then he turns around and wants to go to essentially Sodom or and Gomorrah, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But, of course, this is a guy who refused to take $550 million in unemployment insurance extension funds from Washington during the session, famously railing against Washington while the state was taking $17 billion in stimulus funds that he and the rest of the legislature did approve of.
So, yeah, of course, and part of that used to...
hypocrisy to go around here.
Yeah, and part of that used to balance the state's budget for the biennium. I wonder what you think is the Medina factor. Are we going to end up in a runoff here? Is that unavoidable, or can Perry walk away today?
Well, you know, the Glenn Beck moment of a couple weeks ago was, I think, ultimately a big factor in what's going to happen today. You know, that was on February 11th. I now describe myself as a 2/11 truther. I think the implosion of the Medina campaign was an inside job, you know. I actually think the Medina campaign took a very serious hit that day, and some of the Republicans who were unhappy with Perry, unhappy with Hutchison, who were flirting with voting for Medina, found themselves unable to do so after that day, and I think her support has fallen. It has not completely collapsed. She'll still do well today, but I think the likelihood of her passing Hutchison for second place has kind of gone away, unless we're not seeing what's going to show up in the results today. I mean, if there's a hidden majority or a hidden vote for Medina that's just not something that any of us in the press can track,
yeah,
I leave open the possibility that she does better. I suspect that she finishes in third, Hutchison finishes in second, and I think that the trend line for Perry in terms of avoiding a runoff today is quite good. If I were Perry, I would feel like the momentum was in my favor in terms of avoiding a runoff. I don't want to make a prediction except to say that I think the chances today are better than they were last week, and certainly better than they were last month, that he wins the whole thing outright today.
All right. Evan Smith is the editor-in-chief and CEO at TexasTribune.org. As always, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Thank you much.